This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 8th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
I'll now turn to Mr. Alec Palmer, who is both our staff director and our chief information officer, who is going to give us an update on some of the latest IT initiatives here at the commission.
Thank you, Chairman Peterson. Good morning, commissioners. At the request of Chairman Peterson, I'll be providing an update today on three initiatives. Over the past couple of years, we've been working to improve and modernize our IT systems and website in ways that will help reach out and serve the public better, not only now but in the future. During 2016, we reached a number of important milestones. The website effort is the first one I would like to address. The FEC has long sought to improve information services that it provides to the public. In 2009, then Chairman Walther held a hearing to seek public comment on the Commission's website and Internet improvement initiatives, and we see our current efforts as a continuation of that process. In 2013, Commissioners Goodman and Ravel joined the FEC with a shared goal to complete and modernize the FEC's website the following year. And the following year, we partnered with 18F to begin that process of redesigning the FEC's data delivery services. In fact, all commissioners deserve thanks for their collective support in this effort. And I'd like to thank Chairman Peterson for this year in pushing us forward on the e-filing modernization, which I will talk about momentarily. Late last year, we launched the beta version of the FEC website. Since then, we've completed work to move our entire campaign finance database, which includes about 40 years' worth of transactional level campaign finance data to a cloud environment. Because of the improved performance offered by cloud hosting, we're now able to provide the public users with the ability to search, sort, and download transaction-level data directly from our website, which has never been capable before. Our transition to cloud hosting will also position us to meet the future needs of the volume of data in our campaign finance database. The FEC's primary database has dramatically increased this year. In fact, during this past calendar year, it's almost double the capacity of the previous year. Moving to the cloud also improves the security of our data and will save a significant amount in operational and maintenance expenses, which will put us in line with the GAO initiative that came out this year. With this initiative, the Commission has positioned the FEC to stay ahead of the curve in meeting government-wide IT requirements, such as reducing investments in legacy systems, develop open-source software, meet accessibility requirements, and provide robust public access to information while ensuring information security and integrity. Our new website, supported by our publicly accessible API, provides intuitive search interfaces for campaign finance data, as well as the ability to perform searches across legal resources such as statutes, regulations, and advisory opinions, and more search capabilities are coming. We're building the site using user-centered design principles, plain language, and open-source software, all of which have given us ample opportunities to share our work with the public and learn their needs as we build it. We have aggressive plans to continue to capitalize on these successes. And at the end of March 2017, we plan to take our new beta website and have it become the new FEC.gov website. We plan to continue to add content and features to this site well beyond March, adopting the new user-centered design models and processes we've used to create the site thus far. For example, the homepage design, you will have an opportunity to see that by the end of the year. It will be the first public iteration to be viewed. Based on comments and feedback we receive from the public and from the Commission, we'll continue to make improvements and enhancements. E-filing is the next topic I would like to address. We're also finishing up a study to identify ways to improve our e-filing system. using many of the same design principles and practices employed in the website redesign. With this study, we're looking for ways to build upon the work we've completed thus far and in order to ensure a seamless integration. The FUCE filing system has continuously been updated since its debut in 1996. It needs more than a facelift. We need to take advantage of these new technologies and design concepts. And in 2016, the Commission, under the leadership of Chairman Peterson, undertook an e-filing study to identify areas that could be upgraded and to make specific recommendations for major improvements. Interviews and interactive sessions with a broad spectrum of e-filers and data consumers pointed to a few major areas. First, the study will suggest upgrades on filing tools that focus on improving both the filer experience and the quality and accuracy of reported data. Second, we will consider technical upgrades that take advantage of newer technologies such as cloud-based computing and storage for rapid scalability and centralized security. Third, we recommend improvements in the electronic filing formats with the goal of producing machine-readable data and streamlining the reporting process. We will redesign the entire internal technical architecture workflow of how filings are processed and improve system reliability and speed. In addition, we will reduce the annual operating expenses related to the legacy infrastructure by providing a new platform-independent design. With all of this, our goal is to make e-filing a much streamlined and smoother process for the filers. The study is scheduled to conclude at the end of this month, at which time we will immediately begin plans that will hopefully facilitate a roadmap for implementation in late 2017 or early 2018. The third topic I would like to discuss is correspondence tracking. This is an effort that Commissioner Goodman has encouraged us to follow up on. In addition to our efforts to modernize and improve our website and e-filing systems, we're implementing a new system to improve customer service by providing better tracking and responding to public inquiries. The new website will provide an interface to this tool that will offer another way to receive reporting advice and guidance. Committees will be able to ask the Reports Analysis Division questions that are automatically routed to the assigned and proper campaign finance analyst. This system will enable RAD to answer common questions more efficiently and consistently. Responses to questions will be tracked for quality and timeliness. This is the first phase of the project. It will be integrated into other FEC offices, and shared information will provide comprehensive customer service across all public-facing divisions. We expect implementation by the end of January for the Reports Analysis Division, and other public-facing divisions will follow. Thank you very much for your time and allowing me to provide these updates, and we look forward to making continued significant progress in 2017.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer, for that comprehensive update on some of the latest initiatives that we have. Are there any comments commissioners would like to make about the presentation or any questions that anyone has? Yes, Commissioner Goodman.
I would just like to extend, I think on behalf of the entire commission, our appreciation, Mr. Palmer, for you and your staff, as well as all the other groups that have been working with you diligently on these projects. And I think they greatly enhance the agency, and they enhance the agency's usefulness to the people who rely on the agency and are regulated by it. And I just want to extend our appreciation and our congratulations to you on some projects well done. Thank you.
If I may, I would just like to...
Yes, Mr. Palmer.
This would not be possible if it were not for the staff. Their dedication, their effort, not only in the IT department but across all the divisions, it has been an enormous dedication and effort, and I personally want to thank them as well, because without them, this would not have been a success.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to add to the accolades that Commissioner Goodman expressed, the work that's been done on Beta FEC by our staff, by Ray, by you, by the associates and groups, 18F, that we're working with, has been astronomical. It's been such a change, and I myself have talked to lots of groups that are now using our website that never before have done so and find it to be very useful, very convenient, easy to access information. And so not only for those who we regulate, but for the American public, this is an incredible step forward, and you should really be congratulated, you and your entire team. Thank you.
Mr. Vice Chairman.
I'd just like to add to those that are coming. I really think it's a great step forward for us, and it's been something that's been perking along over the years, and finally it came to pass, and it's going to be a really fine thing. I want to mention one thing that's always been big to me, is we're going to be able to get all this data on our handheld. And that's pretty neat, I think. And I think we'll find that there's an awful lot of the election law community is going to spend most of their time on searching and reading and that kind of thing. So we're really getting into the very latest. I think it's terrific.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to extend my compliments to the staff, to Wei and to Paul and to all of the folks in the throughout the agency who've worked on this. But I just want to comment that, you know, change is hard, and sometimes people might think that, you know, the staff might say, oh, you know, we don't want to change things. We know how it works now. But in fact, what I have found throughout the time that I've been here is that this kind of a project is exactly the sort of thing that our staff gets excited about and is thrilled to be working on. We give them a little bit of direction, and they just run with it and do terrific work. So my compliments also to everyone involved.
I would certainly echo what everyone has said about Mr. Palmer and his fine staff, and then tremendous the work they do, and how much we appreciate that. And I'll also, while we're extending the congratulations, I know that when Commissioner Goodman was chair and Commissioner Ravel was vice chair, I know that they jointly put a great deal of effort and energy into helping propel this project along. And so I know that everyone up here on the dais has been supportive of this project, and I know that they especially took a special interest in this one, and I commend you for your efforts to help move this process forward. And it looks like it's already bearing fruit, and now that we can see the transition in sight in just a few months, I think it's something that the Commission and especially those who made it come to fruition can take justifiable pride in. So thank you.